It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. 888-710-4ISN is the number. That's 888-710-4ISN. Man. Yeah, they got. This is the thing about college football right now. There is so much in the transfer portal, the back and forths, the guys who graduate. We are such a long way off from waking up and just having the same team, the same roster, year after year after year, where you can follow and get to know the guys. Right now, this second, South Florida is putting a beating on Boise State, 24-7. 24-7. Here they are in the third quarter. Everybody in South Florida, oh my God, here we go. South Florida, one of their players just gave the guys at Boise State the choke signal. This is the type of place where you hope for Ashton Jeanty and just realize, oh, well, he's not showing up. This guy is now a member of the Las Vegas Raiders. And this is a wild thing about college football. Here we are, third quarter, 24-7. South Florida to Boise State. But you can't count them out. We got a whole quarter left here in this matchup. And would anybody be surprised if they came through and bounced back? I would not. Let's see what happens. Yeah, we're getting ready for some real college football. None of that crap that we saw last weekend between Kansas State and Iowa State. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. All this football news going on. Micah Parsons being traded. We got the U.S. Open going on. We're going to blink as well. Time flies. And we're going to be staring right in the face of some NBA basketball. Well, right now we're being joined by someone who plays in the NBA. Just got connected with the Houston Rockets. He's from right here in Atlanta, Georgia. Played at Tech, now in the Houston Rockets. A big shout out and a welcome to Josh Okogie. Josh, how are you, man?
What's going on, man? I'm great. How are you?
I'm excellent. Are you enjoying what is left of the offseason? How are you doing?
I'm good. I am enjoying it. Not much left, but I am enjoying what's left.
Beautiful. Now, before we get into what you got going on here in Atlanta on the east side out towards Snellville, my neck of the woods, I don't know if you're a big football fan, a small football fan, not a football fan at all. What are your thoughts on Michael Parsons getting moved to the Packers, man?
Man, you know, everybody has their thoughts on Jerry Jones, man, but I don't think that they should have let him go. The different ways he can play football on the line, he can play off the line, he can play linebacker for a couple snaps. Like, he's one of the most versatile defenders that I've seen in quite some time. I don't think they should have let him go, but I'm glad that he's at a spot like the Packers, who are an upcoming team that had a great last year and ready to build. So I'm happy for him, man. I think he's going to go into that program, and I think both sides are on the same page over there.
Yeah, there's not going to be any beefs, none of that at all. Well, you're now a member of the Houston Rockets. So many expectations given all the talent that y'all have on the team, and you and Kevin Durant coming from Phoenix. There's so much. You got a champion and Van Vliet. There's the Twins. There's a lot going on. How are you feeling about this situation you're coming into?
I'm excited. I'm very excited, man. I look at it, man, it's another year to learn. You know, I like to stay young, learn. I still am young, but I like to stay young, learn, and be able to play and compete with some new faces, familiar faces, some championship pedigree guys, some guys who, you know, just coming off a successful, well, relatively successful season. So I'm excited.
Josh Okogie is joining us of the Houston Rockets. There's a lot said about Ime Udoka and how demanding he is. And from your interactions, what sets him apart Granted, it's not an extensive history here, but what sets him apart as a coach from others that you've been with?
My favorite is he's Nigerian, just like me. You know, we both spent time on the national team for Nigeria. So, you know, me and him, you know, we have the same blood. So I'm excited to get going with that same kind of heritage and history. Me and him have connected on a few instances in the past, just talking about, you know, our roots. So I'm going to be happy to be finally coached by him.
Josh Okogie is here with us on the JR Sport Brief Show, Coast to Coast. Nigerian blood, playing for the Houston Rockets, growing up here in Georgia, going to Tech. Fill everybody in about what you got going on this weekend over this Labor Day.
Yeah, me and my family's foundation, we're going to do a nonstop Carnival Day on Sunday here in Snellville, Georgia, at my old high school, Shiloh High School. It's just a way for us to just give back to the community and, you know, give back in a way that it's fun and interactive for everybody. And everybody can leave and go home with a smile on their face.
That's awesome. And so what can people expect? Does it bring the babies to bring your grandmas? What can we expect?
We have things from all ages, from babies to grandmas. It's going to be water games. It's going to be fun interactive stations. It's going to be some food. It's going to be some music, some dancing, face paint. You know, candy, you name it, whatever the case may be. And it's going to be a dunk, and it's going to be a dunk tank, too. So you have a chance to get me going in a dunk tank with a chance to, you know, to win some. I ain't going to say what it is, but, you know, if you want to find out, tell them to come to the carnival.
Okay, is people are having a chance to dunk you? How big is this tank, man? You ain't no small guy.
It's a small bullseye, though, I'll tell you that. Every year... It gets harder and harder to get me to go, but somebody always gets me. And, you know, it's kind of nerve-wracking for me because each time is, you're like, oh, my goodness. But, I mean, it's fun.
Houston Rocket Josh Okogie is here with us on the JR Sport Brief Show. So walk us through what the rest of your offseason is going to look like outside of what we're witnessing right now.
So the rest of the offseason is going to look, you know, kind of pretty standard. Right after Labor Day, you know, kind of go back into the market and integrate with the team, you know, work out, you know, kind of get to know my teammates, get to know coaches, medical staff, front office staff, meet everybody. And then so by the time season starts in October, I'm already fully integrated and know what's going on.
Hey, Josh, and last question for you, man. There's so many we see the rash of injuries with leg injuries and people worried about their Achilles and are people playing too much? And this is just going on for so long. What are your thoughts on these injuries? It says that people are getting work. They play too much basketball from a kid. You're in the league. You ain't no old guy. What do you think?
Oh, he's on
For me, it's just more so just taking care of your body. Take care of your body, eating right, doing the right things, working out, staying in the weight room. Because, you know, weight room, it prevents injuries. So, yeah, he's doing all that stuff.
Okay. Well, Josh, sounds like you're real busy. Give us the information on where they could follow you and find out more information about Sunday.
Yeah, you can follow my Instagram at @call_nonstop. And you can also follow the foundation at Okogie Family Foundation. And over there we'll have all the information that you need.
Okay. Hey, Josh, thank you for coming on by, man. We'll see you on Sunday, okay?
Thank you so much.
No doubt. A big shout-out to Josh Okogie for coming through and joining us of the Houston Rockets. If you're down here in Atlanta, Georgia, and swing on by Shiloh High in Snellville, Georgia, and then you got the opportunity to, damn it, dunk an NBA player in some water. You ain't dunking on Josh. That's not going to happen. Thank you so much to Josh Okogie. Sounds like he's getting ready to catch a flight. Was that what that was?
Must have been something like that. Yeah, it seemed like he was doing something.
I heard one of them good old private jets in the background. And shout outs to Josh Okogie, a great guy, always doing some great things here in Atlanta, Georgia. If you live here in Atlanta, you know somebody in the area, make sure you swing on by Shiloh High School right outside the city in Snellville. You see, even he knows the ridiculousness going on with the Dallas Cowboys. Everybody knows. He's like, man, sent this guy up to Green Bay and switched it up. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. We're going to take a break. I told you that Jerry Jones stopped, had a press conference, and of course he gave a silly-ass explanation as to why he traded Micah to the Green Bay Packers. It was all good just a week ago. Not really, but now the guy's just gone. We'll hear from Jerry Jones on the other side of the break. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network. And right now, it's time for a news flash with Rich Ackerman.